Now we arrive at the great climax, the gospel. This is the diamond in the setting in every liturgy. That's why we had all that beautiful material on love-inspiring action. And that's wisdom. But it's a wisdom that is not overpowering, that's not mechanical, it's not just power. See, wisdom gets things done, but not through sheer power. It's through energy, but not raw, dominating power. Okay, now we have this parable. Our Lord warning us, huh? Jesus told his disciples this parable. This is Matthew 25, 14 to 30. We'll see where we are in Matthew. We're getting to the end of Matthew. Even with all the passion, resurrection, and the farewell, you know, the commission at the end, we've only got 28 chapters in Matthew. We're up to 25 already. So it won't be long when we're going to stop. That will be it for cycle A. And then we'll start after all the feast days and everything. We'll start cycle B. Okay. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. See? Tha iparkondai. He gave them his possessions, you see? Generous. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1. A talent, commentators estimate, is what someone might earn in about half a lifetime. So, 5 talents would be 2.5 lifetimes. In other words, he gave him a lot of money. Okay. Likewise, the one who received 2 went and made another 2. The one who made 5, who got 5, made another 5. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. Now, you might say, at least the guy was smart. If his master is this tough, at least he's going to get his half a year's wages, half a lifetime's wages back. He's not smart. He doesn't love. That was the reason why we had that whole text from the book of Proverbs to begin this thing. You see, it's wisdom is what inspires fruitful work. And so, after a long time, well, it couldn't have been more than a half a lifetime, because they're still around, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents. Now remember, that's what, 2.5 years' wages? 2.5 lifetimes' wages. That's a lot of money. Bringing an additional 5. Now you're not going to get that in a bank. This guy must have been trading, dealing, buying, selling, you know? He's got energy. He's doing something. You see? Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. Even at that, it'd be a pretty big hole. You know, for half a lifetime worth of money. Okay? Well, then after a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. But what did you do with my money? You see? The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. Now that takes a lot of energy. Here's a fella has 2.5 lifetimes worth of money. And he doubles it. Well, if it's the stock market, of course there was no stock market in these days, but there was speculation. How did he do it? The Lord's not interested in telling us. But he did it. And he brings it back. It's all for you, Master. Here, I did it for you. You're the Master. Okay? And he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. since you were faithful in small matters. That's a small matter? Yeah. Compared to eternal life, this is peanuts. That's what he's saying, you see? I will give you great responsibilities. Now this parable, you see, I'll put you over five cities, and I mean, it's the wording of the parable is different than the other, some of the other synoptics. But you get the idea. You see, I will give you great responsibilities. But here is the punchline. It's not in getting, you know, five more talents. In other words, you know, how many lifetimes worth of money? The reward is here. It says, come, share your master's joy. Be with me. Share my joy. That's the reward. The talents, they come and go. But the joy, that stays. Come, share your master's joy. Now, he's going to share the joy because he did work hard. There's nothing wrong with working hard. The problem is that we work hard for the wrong reason. And we know there's a principle in research which goes beyond research. We would rather kill ourselves reading, getting research, getting all the languages, you see, and working so hard at that rather than stop and have insight. That's the great occupational hazard of researchers, including biblical researchers. I can know exactly what a talent is and how much it was, what it was made of and blah, 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 blah. But I have no insight. You see, come share your master's joy. That means you work with this stuff. Whatever it is, this is where we get, of course, the talentum is a measure of money, but we use it, very talented person. What are you doing with your talents? There's some truth to that. But you see, what we have to realize is this man is working for his master. And so he shares his master's joy. He's not just out making shrewd investments. He's working for his master. And he's thrilled to come back and say, I've got five more. You see? That's why the master can say, come share your master's joy. Sit here. You know, we'll have a meal together. I'm trying to point out, underlying the clue to understanding this parable is love. Love that directs intelligent action. In other words, wisdom. Just like the first reading. You see? And so, the one who had received two talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me two talents. See, I have made two more. His master said the same thing to him. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Okay? Doule agate ke piste. Good and faithful. Okay? Since you were faithful in small matters, even the two talents is not a small matter, huh? But depending, it is when the whole point of it is relationship with the master. You know? You were faithful. I give you great responsibilities. And again, come, share your master's joy. You loved me enough to work for me, to do something with my money. Look, come, sit, relax. Share my joy. I love you. I'm trying to point out there's a hidden stream in this parable. And then I'm going to try to apply it. Okay. Master, I knew you were a demanding man, the one who had received one talent. Harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back. Servant, you missed the whole point. I'm not worried about losing my talento. I'm worried about having you grow. Cooperate with me. Share my joy. That's what I want. Talents, I can make them out of the air. Don't get the wrong idea. You see? So you knew I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Now, he didn't say whether the servant was right. He said, you knew? You knew that I did that. Huh? How did you know that? Did you ever see me do it? Anyway, you knew. Okay. Take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For everyone who has, to everyone who has, more will be given and he will grow rich. Don't you see that all the time? Don't you see that? Somebody trying hard to serve the Lord, pouring out their life for them, you know. If they get suffering in their life, they give it to the Lord. They're concerned about their neighbors. I'm thinking of a family now I know. Oh, they got about 6 kids, I think. They're homeschoolers, 7, I don't know, a bunch of kids. Their neighbor hates their guts. So every once in a while, the wife bakes a cake and they bring it over. We want you to share this cake. That's the smart servant. He's investing the love to make more love. You see? At least if you put it in the bank, you know, I would have got the interest. It would have still been. So take it and give it to the one. For the one who has, more will be given. And you see that, huh? If you know somebody very holy, you watch them grow in holiness. He's got, she's got, and then more is given. You see? But from the one who is, has not, even what he has will be taken away because he didn't love me enough to work with it. He took my money and hid it. Like all I'm interested in is the money. How can he say to that one, you see, share your master's joy? I do believe that's the key to the whole parable. You know? It's not keep your talents, go get rich, get fat, do what you want. No. It's share your master's joy. That's the key. So then, and throw this useless servant out into the darkness, or there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. So what does that mean? Yeah, in one way, he's portraying a servant who's afraid of the master. Are you afraid of Jesus? Are you afraid to take a chance? I always give classic examples of this, you know. Starting up a conversation. Now, I'm a New Yorker. We do that more easily than other parts of the country. But nevertheless, striking up a conversation with an agenda. I don't mean a tricky agenda. I mean a real one. I want this person to know something about Jesus. I've given this example before. Suppose the Lord plans that this person needs 120 hits before they're going to get it and turn their life over to him. You might be number 97 on the list. You do your 97th hit, somebody else will do the 98th. But everyone is making a dent till finally that person's soul is open and they accept the Lord and they come to love the Lord. When we get to heaven, we'll say, oh, you're the other 119. That's great. Look what we found. Look at this guy. How happy he is. Wouldn't that be great? That's what he means, you know. So work with this stuff. So what drives the work? The need for money? No. Fear of the master? No. Love for the master. And then come share your master's joy. Be with me. Let's enjoy this. Amen.